call from Hire My Caregiver.
I'm here. This is Kaya. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I was just
How are
wondering
you?
how. I'm good, thank you. I was just wondering how the program works that take care of your loved one.
Sure. So,
if
what
you
is your question?
Might...
Are you the patient?
No. I'm not the patient. I'm her son. So,
okay.
She's on Medicare and Medicaid. So.
Okay. So she should definitely be eligible for the services, and you should be able to be paid for helping her. Does she have any physical disabilities?
She can't walk right now. She's
oh.
in the hospital right now with a knee. She fell out of bed and busted her knee open. Got infected.
I hear this. And do you know, is she going to be discharged soon?
I don't know when, but I'm just trying to find out what the parameters are to get it done, because I'm a CNA by trade, so I don't know how that works, you know.
Okay, so what is her name?
Estella.
S-T-E-L-A-A? L-L-A?
E-S-T-E-L-A. E-S-T-E-L-A.
Okay, and last name?
E-E-N-I-T-E-Z.
E-N-I-T-E-Z?
B-E-N-I-T-E-Z.
All right. And what is her date of birth?
Can you just explain it to me before I give too much information out, please?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to do this right now.
So, basically, we work with Medicaid. And we help in signing up a family member to be able to get paid for caring.
Okay.
For a loved one.
Okay, but what kind of information do you need from me before I hand it all out? Is what I'm basically saying.
So what we're gonna need. I'm just the intake.
Okay.
I just take the calls, and then after the call, when I have the patient's information, I go ahead and transfer you over to an intake specialist, and she guides you.
Okay. Okay. Let me think about this before I sign
up
for
this. If you want, I can bring her up on the line so she can explain everything to you.
That's fine. Let's do that, please.
Okay, perfect.
Appreciate it.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring Shira on. She's going to explain the process
okay.
to you. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Sure.
Okay, I have Shira on the line.
Hi.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, who am I speaking to? What's your name?
Augusta Benitez.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Augusta Benitez.
Okay, so my name is Shira. I would be an enrollment coordinator for you if you would like to continue, if you do choose to continue. My job is to walk you through the waiver program. Now, from my understanding, you want clarity on what that process looks like?
Yes. I just want clarity. That's all I really want right now because she's not coming home for a while, so I just want to clarity before I sign up for anything and give information out. I just want to know
okay,
how
sure.
it works, and that's all, if you don't mind me asking that.
Of course. So let me give you the full rundown. I just want you to know also a little disclaimer. Like, I'm not out to get you or anything. Like, this is just a process.
No. I get it.
You know, I just want to be very upfront with you, and that's what I will be. If you have any questions, just feel free to ask. Most questions will be answered. Just hold tight with me, okay? So the waiver program is something that was created by the county and the state to help people stay out of nursing homes and rehabs. It allows a member to choose a caregiver, a family member, or neighbor to be helpful in that area so they don't have to, you know, resort to rehabs or things like that. Now, because it's so utilized in Pennsylvania, the county provided a sifting process to see who see the people who need it and the people who really don't need it. So how they do that is they go make the participants go through a series of assessments to see if they're medically approved. And once they're approved medically, the county wants to see if they're financially approved. So what does that look like?
Okay.
Medically, they go through a series of two assessments, one with a broker and one with Area on Aging. Don't remember the names I'm telling you, because whatever you end up doing, you will end up going with an agency, and they walk you through that process. So you don't have to, like, you know, memorize any of this. So you also need a doctor's form, a PCP form, and then that gets them to Area on Aging. They call you, give you an assessment. Once that's completed, they decide if you are, if you're medically eligible. Once that is all completed, they are going to send all that information to the county. The county then is going to want to see if you're financially eligible. Here's where people find it a little bit difficult. They're going to ask for bank statements. They're going to see if you have things like a deed to the house. Let me just give you some examples right now. Are you looking to get this for your mom?
Yeah, I'm a CNA by trade, so I don't know how this works. Like, I understand the process of how you sign up for everything. I understand that. It's just, you know, what is entailed, like the financial, and what are they looking in? You know, are they looking at my records? Are they looking at her records? When they assess the financial.
To start off with, all the information that you provide in this process is very, very legally protected. So no one is using it against you. And if you think about it, what they're requesting of you is not something that they can use against you. I will say, so that's one thing to think. Now, the second thing is that they want to just know that the patient doesn't have the money to go do this privately. Because, again, this process is for people who really don't have the money and want the help. So they just ask you a few initial questions, and then we can gauge if she's going to be eligible or not. How about that? Okay? Does she take Social Security? Does she have Social Security?
Like, I just learned another process today. That's all I'm going to discuss right now. I appreciate your time, and I will call you back when I'm ready for this. I'm just overwhelmed with this right now, and I just want to know the process so I can decide if I'm going to be
fine.
Or I'm not.
Are you no more questions?
What's that? That's it.
You have no more questions? Okay. So I do. There
no,
is
I
some
I
things I would like to. Okay. I would like to just explain to you just something else about the process. Is that okay, or is it too much?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a timeline. I just got to get to the hospital right now. This is why I'm like, you know, being pressed right now. I'm trying to push myself out the door. So I will try to call back tomorrow or the next day when I'm ready to do this.
Okay.
I appreciate your time. I really appreciate your time. Thank you. I don't want to, you know, offend you or anything. Okay. Thank you. You have a great day.
I'll be in touch.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.